Hey everybody, Zechadishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Yisrael Pinchas, Zechadishmas Daniel Shainamas, Yeshua Falak. Okay, welcome everybody. Today is the first day of the Zman of, the Zman, the mid semester Zman, whatever you want to call it. This time we use a new topic. Instead of one halachic topic, the different things that have been percolating in my mind for the past, I don't know, 30 years or something, 40 years, about different halachas that are based on Yerushalmis that are not quoted in the Bavli. And even though the Svarim write, I think Yitzchak Ravadi Yosef's son discusses that normally we paskin like the Bavli over the Yerushalmi. But what if the Bavli doesn't say anything about this topic and the Yerushalmi says a chiddush? So you could say, I'll be pashtus, that if the Bavli doesn't say, maybe he doesn't hold from the chiddush because he didn't say the chiddush, and maybe therefore it should be considered a machlokas, Bavli and Yerushalmi. How do we deal and with this idea? Okay, so that's the discussion. Okay, so I maybe made a couple of packets. It'll take time, and it's not going to be every day a different topic because each topic takes some time to work through, and it's a fascinating thing of all areas of halacha. So is that Yomo from Yerushalayim?
Yes, sorry.
And if I'm mistaken, did I see you yesterday on the live stream for the Levaya of Rabbi Dulitz?
Yeah, that's very possible.
Yes. So,
there.
Yeah, because I haven't seen you or heard from you in a long time, and now Baruch Hashem, 2 days in a row, I was able to went for not so the best thing for the Levaya of Rabbi Dulitz. That's how. And now, and if you have a screen, I always like to see you. It's always good to see you as well. So today is Wednesday, and we'll have shir tomorrow. So tomorrow we'll make 11 to 12, but from 11:30 will be the chumash, or 11:40 will be the chumash. But the first part will be the okay. So it's a new zman, so we have to start with the niggun. We start with the niggun, and then we continue. I hope everyone has the packets. Does everyone have the packets? It does not. So Avraham Levin, who's gonna send Rabbi Alter a packet? Avraham? Somebody? Hello? Is Avraham Levin here? Yo?
You can pull it up in the group.
You can pull it up in the group. Rabbi Alter, is that? Are you able to do that? Are you able to pull it up on the group?
You've got to give me a little more information than that.
More information. Who's going to help? Mayor, do you have a packet? It's in the WhatsApp group. Are you going to help Rabbi Alter? How are we going to get it to Rabbi Alter?
I don't have one.
Mayor, did you get it?
No, not yet.
Okay. So,
I do have it.
You do have it. Rabbi Alter has to go.
Avram sent it to me on WhatsApp.
Avram, can you send it to Rabbi Alter? Avram, do I hear your voice? It's in the Google Drive. Does that help Rabbi Alter?
That's where?
The Google Drive.
You have to give me directly
information. What does he type in?
On the chat, there's a link. You can click on the link.
On the chat, there's a link. You can click on the link.
Oh, I'm not on the chat.
He's not on the chat.
I see on the chat. On the chat. I apologize.
He's on the chat?
Yeah, I got the chat. Yeah. Beit HaZman in packet one, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to start the niggun. Once everyone has the packet, we can start the digging. Navinu Favarachaba
Okay, welcome everybody. Special welcome also to Yitzchak Carroll, who's and Rav Harari. From all parts of the world, we have people here from Yerushalayim to Toronto and further to the West Side and other places. Okay, and to the Shia Room of 108. Okay, so again, I picked different things over the years that I wanted to, that stood out in my mind that are chidushim in the Yerushalmi that are not found in the Bavli, and to see, so how does that play out, lahalacha, etc. So let's see the first thing. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Brachas Yerala from the base, page 1. Hishkim Lishnos Achalokara Krishna. Person woke up early in the morning and he wants to learn. Tzarech Levarech. So he has to say Birkas HaTorah. He wants to learn. Mishakara Krishma Einu Tzarech Levarech Shekvar Niftar Ma'avara. But if you already say you didn't daven, you didn't wake up early to learn. Say you went to shul. Say you went to shul, Rabosai. And you know how it is at shul. It depends what shul you go to. And sometimes by the time you get into shul, you're there already like 5 steps ahead of you. You know, so you gotta, you know, and you didn't say Birkas HaTorah. Say he came to shul already holding the davening, so he's already has to catch up, and then he davened, and now what?
And now what? So he didn't say Birkas HaTorah. Now, Birkas HaTorah, according to the Ramban, is one of the Targum mitzvahs. It's one of the Targum mitzvahs. Mitzvahs Esei Deraisa. Birkas HaTorah. He didn't say it. So now what? What does he do? So if you'd ask me, I would say, okay, so say it now. You didn't say it before, say it now. So the Gemara says here, the Bavli, no, you already yelled, Ava Rabba. You see, we just sang Ava Rabba. You know, you were Yotze Birkas HaTorah with Ava Rabba. Murdering. You were Yotze, that's a Birkas HaTorah. Ava Rabba. So if you want to learn before davening, if you want to learn before davening, so you didn't say Ava Rabba yet, so then you make Birkas HaTorah. But if you don't, if you're not learning before davening, right? Like today, you have all these, you can, right? You have different chaburas before davening that are learning, right? So then you have to make Birkas HaTorah. And you should know, the Shulchan Aruch says, even if you wake up in the morning before Alos HaShachar, you know, I go to what's called the later minyan, the 7:30 minyan, but I wake up 6:30 to, you know, to get ready. It's still pretty dark out there. You know, you take a look there. It's pretty, I don't know what time, but it was exactly. But so if you want to daven, if you want to learn before davening, you have to make a Birkas HaTorah. But the Gemara says afterwards, you don't say, and you didn't make a Birkas HaTorah, so good. You're good. Ava Rabba. Ava Rabba is a Birkas HaTorah. Mardik a thing. But it says, that's the Bavli. But let's see what the Yerushalmi says. Let's look at the Yerushalmi on page 3. Page 3 says the Yerushalmi, Shmuel Omer Hishkim L'shanos Kodom Kriyashma Sarach Levarech, Lacha Kriyashma Enot Sarach Levarech, Amar Rav Ba, V'hu Sheshona Al Asar. That it's only if you learn right after davening, after Avarabba. Well, after Avarabba is Kriyashma and then Shmon Esrei. But if you right after that, you start learning, then you Yotze with Avarabba. In other words, it's not an automatic. Avarabba is not an automatic Birkas HaTorah. The simple pshat in the Bavli is that Ava Rabba is an automatic. He said, Ava Rabba, you're good. The Yerushalmi, and Tosfos Kosis Yerushalmi, says, Hu Sheshana Al Asar. It only becomes a Birkas HaTorah if immediately after, it doesn't mamash immediately, but the poskim say, after, say, Shemot Esrei at least, then the first opportunity you have to look in the Pnei Moshe on the left side. Hu Sheshana Al Asar Miyad Tehol Ve'ein Birkas Ava Rabba Niskana La Torah El Mikomo Kompoterasi Hilkach Davka Im Lomad Miyad Acharkach. So the Yerushalmi says you have to learn afterwards, and then it becomes a Birkas HaTorah. And then it becomes a Birkas HaTorah.
I'll start literally being
place that had
that same spot in the same physical condition, right?
Yeah.
What we're saying immediately, I understand why you're saying that. I'll start being.
Right.
You shouldn't
not
do a
sheet in the. Yeah, so, you could say, but I'll, like the phrase Asar is a place. Morad Asra is the rub of the place. But I don't think it means necessarily in this context that it means that you shouldn't make it. It means Al Asar means right away. I think Rav Lichtenstein, when he would quote like the Rashba on this sugya, he was in the Rashba Al Atar, Rashba Offenort, and we'd say that in Yiddish, you know, on the Offenort, you know, on the spot, on this daf. So the same thing. So it comes out, Pi Pashas is a machlokis here that the Bavli never says such a requirement of Hul Shoshana Al Asar. According to the Bavli, it's an automatic that Ava Rabba is a Birkas HaTorah. And if you say, and if so, therefore, if you daven already, so you said Ava Rabba, but you said Krishma, so you obviously means you said Ava Rabba. So for Niftar Ba'Ava Rabba. So
it's just that it's not only in Machshava, it's just only in Zman.
In other words, so Rameh Kesselman is saying, well, let me see if I say right shot in Rameh Kesselman, and that is that we hold Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. No? Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, for Daraisa, Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. And why the Ramban? Birkas HaTorah is a Daraisa. So maybe you should have to have Kavana. So are you saying Pshat in the Bavli or Pshat in the Yerushalmi?
No, that's what I would think it would need. I don't know what I saw.
The Pshat of the Bavli is that, that even though you didn't have Kavana.
Right, either one doesn't say
maybe. Maybe according to Yerushalmi, maybe you want to say, maybe Rabbi Kesselman is saying a Pshat in the Yerushalmi. That why do you need Lomar al-Asar? Why do you need Lomar al-Asar? Why do you have to learn right away? Because maybe if you didn't learn right away, then it shows that you really didn't have Kavana, that it should be a Birkas HaTorah. And we Paskin, the Magen Avraham says that Mitzvah Sfichas Kavana. What does Rabbi Amos want to say? Rabbi Walter, you want to say something?
What I wanted to say is that how is that different from making the actual Birkas HaTorah? We say we learn something immediately afterwards. We have these little learnings, but by Birkas of Kriya Shema, you have the Kriya Shema immediately afterwards, which is Talmud Torah. So either way, it potters you for the day. I don't see what the difference is.
So you're saying there's no machlokas Bavli in Yerushalmi?
I don't think there's a machlokas. I think one is giving a you know, it's like Rabbi Yehuda comes and says Me'ema Sai, you know, that kind of stuff. He's qualifying it a bit, but I don't think it's a machlokas.
In other words, you're saying that according to the Bavli, you daven so you yotze, but the Yerushalmi says you have to learn also.
And we do with the when we say Birkas HaTorah regularly, we learn immediately. Elohim Dvarim She'enayim Shiur.
Right. But the question is that a chiyuv? In other words, is that a chiyuv to? In other words, the fact that Birkas HaTorah that we say those psukim, is that a chiyuv or just like a hinder ba'alma? But here, the Yerushalmi is telling us a halacha that it's only going to count if you learn right afterwards.
But we do, you know, I don't know what
Maisa, the Maisa we do.
Right, so so well, how are we differing from the Yerushalmi?
Well, the Yerushalmi is, one second, the Bavli here is talking about the brach of Ava Rabba.
Right, and we learn
the regular Birkas HaTorah.
Ava Rabba is followed by Kriya Shema, which is Limud Torah.
Oh, so that's a question. In other words, Rabbi Alter is saying that Ava Rabba is followed by, and what if you didn't say, when he says Achalo Kara Krishma, Sarah Lavarak, Mishar Kara Krishma, is that because the Krishma made it into Birkas HaTorah, or because I'll be pashtus. If you say Krishma, that means you said Ava Rabba before. But what if you didn't say Krishma?
Well, you're not saying Ava Rabba if you didn't say Krishma. I mean, you know. You're not saying Ava Rabba in a vacuum.
Right. No, Ava Rabba is a chiddush. In other words, if there's a chiyuv of Birkas HaTorah, then Mehechi Tesi, that Ava Rabba is a Birkas HaTorah. So he didn't say Birkas HaTorah at all today. He came to shul, like I gave you the scenario. They were speeding it, the 6 o'clock minion, full speed ahead, and he's already. So he just jumps in there, and then he said, "Oh, I didn't say Birkas HaTorah." So the Bavli is saying, "Okay, you said Ava Rabba, so you're good." He said, Avarab is a Gatara. You shall be saying no. If you didn't then afterwards learn something, then you're gonna have to repeat, then you're gonna have to say a Berkas HaTorah after davening.
What I'm saying is, it sounds like the Yerushalmi doesn't consider Kriya Shema Lima Torah.
Right, because or else why would he have to then
right
say it? Why would he have to put in Hu Shalom? It's obvious, you know, right? Who doesn't say Kriya Shema after Avaraba? Right? So he's saying, so Rabbi Walter is making an interesting point. Maybe you have a machlokis here between the Bavli and Yerushalmi,
right,
whether Kriya Shema is considered Talmud Torah or not. What's that machlokis? You could say like this. There are 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch about Slichas. Do you have to say Birkas HaTorah before you say Slichas? The Slichas is full with Psukim. Psukim galore. It's Slichas. So really, if you're going to say Slichas, you should have to say Birkas HaTorah. The Shaila is, like I have to point out others, what if you say Divrei Torah in the context of Tchinos, of context of not learning, context of Kabbalah Ol Machlos Shamayim? Does that change the nature of the psukim that you're saying, and that really maybe doesn't require Birkas HaTorah? What do we say? The bottom line is psukim. What do we say? Psukim l'shem tchina. That's not Talmud Torah. That's tchinas, and that doesn't require Birkas HaTorah. Birkas HaTorah is only a limud HaTorah. So maybe Kriya Shema is also. You know, I'll show you something. Let me see if it's in this pack. I wasn't planning to do it today. But since Rabbi Alter mentioned it, I'm going to show you something fantastic. In the end of the packet. You see, I wasn't going to plan to do it. Yeah, I put it in the end of the packet. I wasn't going to do this. But since you mentioned it, and from page 26, 27, and 28... Moiridik. Shailas and Tshuva. If you never saw this in your life, you can't live life without seeing the Tshuvas of Rabbi Akiva Yosef. I don't think it's Shaykh to live life without. Who was Rabbi Akiva Yosef? He was Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger. I once had a fellow, my Shir, and his cousin was a Schlesinger from that Mishpacha. And what was famous about him? What was famous about Rabbi Akiva Yosef? What was famous about him is he blew shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos B'fnei Bezdin in Yerushalayim. And so you have to have a certain colorful person to say, I'm going to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it falls out of Shabbos in front of Bezdin, like the Gemara has, even though no one else in the world does such a thing. But Akiva Yosef Schlesinger blows shofar. Rosh Hashanah. These are a picture. Even I think I don't know. I don't know who. Maybe someone took a picture. I think I saw it. You have it on your computers. You have pictures of everything. You have a picture of Akiva Yosef blowing shofar. Yeah. So every, like I said, I was discussing this with Rabbi Skidel, Rabbi Sherman from the West Side. Everything he says is always, you know, you have to keep. You know, when you realize that in your mind. Then you read the whole sefer, everything is fantastic. You know, everything is, wow. You know, so he has a thing like this, on page 27. Al shenitpas b'sidurim b'shem ha-gol mi-butrach. Who's the gol mi-butrach? Was the Rav Avram Mormon. You know, there was a Rebbe and Hank, anyone who went to the Hank yeshiva. So Rabbi Mormon was a big guy. He was a Rebbe in that yeshiva. And he was a descendant of the Buchacha, and his name was Warman. Yeah, So he says, in the Sum Sidurim, when should you make Birkas HaTorah? Let me ask you a question. Look at your Siddur. Where is Birkas HaTorah printed in the Siddur? Here, I have a Siddur right here. A Yitzchak Yair HaSholem. A Yitzchak Yair HaSholem. Yeah, yeah. So look at the Siddur. Mamish the Siddur. It says, well, first you have Matova, I don't love all these things, but then first, Birkas HaShachar, Al Netilas Yadayim, Asher Yotzer, and then Yeshno Gim to say Al Kai Neshama, and then Birkas HaTorah. Right? And that's a standard Siddur.
Rabbi, in Matovu, there are psukim also.
In Matovu, yeah. Matovu Olech Yaakov is full. That's Parshas Bolak. Those psukim. So he says, Alitvas v'sidum shem adobu b'chash levark b'chas ator b'yad teichu b'kum. So the Buchacha says, and Sonsi Durm says, you should say Birkas HaTorah the first thing in the morning. Don't say Netilas Yadayim. Don't say Asher Yotzer. Okay, maybe you have to use the bathroom, whatever. You have to say Birkas HaTorah first thing. Because, and he says an unbelievable thing. And we'll explain why in a second. What's this idea? Why do you have to say Birkas HaTorah the first thing? You're not learning yet. You go to the bathroom, you're getting dressed. I never say Birkas HaTorah the first thing in the morning. Right? So what's the idea of the first thing in the morning?
What does that mean, first thing?
Meaning the first thing that you utter in your mouth. Before Modani, where's Modani come from? With the Seder Hayom, right? The Sefer called Seder Hayom, I think he has Modani. First thing, in other words, who here? I'm sure no one here, the first thing they say in their mouth. Usually, you get dressed, you go to the bathroom, whatever, then you say, Allah Tilas Yadayim, Asher Yotzer, L'Kai B'Shama, and you get to Birkas HaTorah. So he says here, meaning there shouldn't be anything that you utter in your mouth before Birkas HaTorah. I mean, you could say you could utter divrei chol, but not brachas.
Even on Tilas Yadayim?
Even on Tilas Yadayim. You're going to see an unbelievable thing, Rabbi. I'm going to show you an unbelievable thing. I just saw this. A pella. Afla v'fella. V'lo nicha l'mora alma l'mei merdover zeh. Hello, Harova Poskim Sidru Lomar, Birkas HaTorah Besof Birkas HaShachar. He says, so what's this thing that you should say it first? Most Poskim say that you only, Sidurim, I told you, I just showed you this, the Yitzchak Yair HaShalim. Birkas HaTorah Besof Birkas HaShachar. Sidru, the Chayt Sidru Rabbeinu, page 29, Ha'arizal, Lorenu HaShamizal. And he says that's shot. Oh, I skipped a line on page 27. Wow, unbelievable shot. So everyone speaks of it. They didn't say Birkas HaTorah. That's why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. You know what the Rambam says in the Tshuva. Lobercho b'Torah Tchila, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, means that really Meikar HaDin, the Talmud Chacham is supposed to get the first Aliyah, not the Kohen. The Talmud Chacham, we don't do it because it could be Machlokes, who's the Talmud Chacham, so we don't do it. But really, the Talmud Chacham goes before the Kohen. So Lobercho b'Torah Tchila means they didn't give the first Aliyah to what? To the Talmud Chacham. But he's saying a Nupshat. So Berachu Bator Tchila means that the first thing that they said, the first brach that they said in the morning, was not Birkas HaTorah. No, Berachu Bator Tchila. I still didn't explain to you why. I'm going to get to that. So page 28. So he says, V'chet Sidru Rabbein Arizal, not to say Birkas HaTorah, V'chol zeh kvar omru chazal tanachachem sh'omar davar ein maznichim oso. If a Talmud Chacham, that's the goal of Buchach, says something, you should just machavek. He said you should make Birkas HaTorah Tchila, the first thing.
I don't know.
So what's the reason? Achdira, now the paragraph on page 28. Achdira hatam, de'ech yomar habrachas halokvar, bebracha rishona hi halacha. This is Muradik. Rav Meir, this is Muradik. What's the thing? When you say Asher Kedushan B'tzoso V'tzibonu Al Netilas Yadayim, that's a halacha. That we're mitzuva to wash Netilas Yadayim. That's a halacha. So what right did you have to say a halacha before you said Birkas HaTorah? You said a halacha. Asher Kedushan B'tzoso V'tzibonu Al Netilas Yadayim. Thus is a halacha. So what right did you have to say the halacha before you said Birkas HaTorah? You were learning before Birkas HaTorah. Meirdik. So Zivad HaLatila. You can't eat Chef Shal Omra. Mali Omra Derech Limon or Derech Shevach. Upik Mekum Azeh. The Mesibim Memzai, he said the Mutal Loma Din below the Sinas Tam of Rebbe Birkas HaTorah. Now, that's the question. Are you allowed to... So in the... Shulchan Aruch says maybe you could say a psak halacha without explaining it before Birkas HaTorah. But he says ulam nira shezeh eino the shamlo omar lama osar or mutar avokan halacha brewer. In other words, there somebody asks you something. Is this mutar osar? You could say mutar osar. Fine, but here you're saying a halacha. Hashem commanded us to be notel yadayim. That's a halacha. Okay, mistaber lahakdim Birkas HaTorah. Wow. Because mokam ein biyodi lahachriya lachnis roshi ben haru gedolim v'anach lahem liyisrael. And he signs ha'ivri. He wrote the sefer lev ha'ivri. Now, lemaisa, we don't do this. We don't do this. So what's the pshat? So he could be the pshat, and this is what Rabbi Alter was saying. This is what Rabbi Alter was saying. The pshat was that you're not saying, in other words, you're not saying a derech limud. That's the question. If you say, in other words, when we say slichas, according to the shitas that you say slichas before Birkas HaTorah, what's the word? Even though it's mamish psukim, but lemaise it's derech tachnunim. It's not derech limud. So when you say Asher Kedushan B'tzoso V'tzibonu, it's derech shevach to Hashem. I thank Hashem, Asher Kedushan, where it's not derech limud. So just because it's a halacha, Asher Kedushan, that Hashem commanded us in the Tilas Yadayim. So once you brought this up, Rabbi Walter, so I that's why I wanted to say over this. So it could be that if you want to say that the machlokes between the Bavli and Yerushalmi is whether Kriya Shema is learning or not, so you could say this word. That if you hold that anytime you say a pasuk, that's learning. Even if you sing it derech tachnunim or derech bakasha or derech kabbalas ol malchus shamayim, this is learning. And learning requires, but the other pshat is to say no, that if it's derech tachnunim, even if it's a pasuk, even if it's a halacha, but it's not derech limud, that's not called Talmud Torah, and therefore it doesn't require Birkas HaTorah. But I wasn't planning to say this today, this word, but since you brought it up and I put it in the packet, most people never saw the Shud Rabbi Akiva Yosef. So I want everyone to see the Shud Rabbi Akiva Yosef because everything he says is very colorful. You know, and keep the backdrop about his blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shachalias B'Shabbos. When I was making this packet, I said to myself, I'm not sure if Rabbi Akiva Yosef has something on this topic, but I'm going to go take it off the shelf and say, sure enough, he had something. He had something on this topic. So I was very excited. This discussion of where should be printed in the Siddur. So the Buchacha says it should be put the first page. Forget about not Modani, not this.
Because it's tired. It's interesting because if you say that, being the opposite of that, that it's not that saying Sukhanali with Tafunim is okay. I mean, we say lots of places around the tire is not, right? So if you can see, you can't say it's like 10%. Once we say, you could technically get a Tafunim without saying you're from Torah, right? And to say that Shema works for Torah, meaning as I started this last year, if Shema works, everything else will work. If Shema doesn't work, like,
right, Pashut is that he didn't say Berakas HaTorah. So that means he was saying all the...
Right.
He probably didn't say Pesuk in Zimri. This guy came late. What did he say? If he didn't say Pesuk in Zimri, then they're not really...
So he didn't say Ashrei.
Right. He didn't say... I don't know.
Okay, a little bit.
But... Right, so that's the question. In other words, we're going to see. But Lamaisa is so you could say that that's the machlokes, like Rabbi Old was saying, is Kriya Shema. Or you could say no, that Kriya Shema is not learning because it's Derech Tachnunim. Then it's just the machlokes whether Ava Rabba is a automatic. Because Ava Rabba is considered a Birkas HaTorah. Now you didn't have Kavana. So what's how are you going to deal with that? So maybe you didn't have Kavana. It's Machlok is with Mitzvah Shechas Kavana. So maybe there's Gemara held. But now look at Shulchan Aruch. Let's see how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch.
Interesting, Yosef spells his name with a
hay. Yeah, so that, the thing with the hay, I'll tell you, I have a lot of that. You know, the Or Zarua, where the Or Zarua wrote his sefer, the Or Zarua, and I'm writing a whole piece of this. But the Or Zarua, the introduction, if you have an Or Zarua at home, the Or Zarua says, why did he call his sefer Or Zarua? He said, because what does the pasuk say? Or zarua la tzadik uliyushrei leiv simcha. Or is there the last letter of war is resh. Or zarua is what ayin la tzadik is kuf yishrei yud leiv beis simcha hey. He says he wrote his sefer in memory of Rabbi Akiva. And according to the Sofei Tevos of Or Zarua Tzadik, Lishrei Simcha is Rabbi Akiva, and a spelling Akiva with a hay. So he was the one who put this thing on the map of the Akiva with the hay, the Or Zarua, the Rishon. So it doesn't surprise me that Akiva Yosef would spell a Dafka with a hay, you know, because even though you're right. The standard way of spelling Akiva Bisman is with an Aleph, but with the Rishon, if you look at the Hakdama to the Or Zarua, he tells you the whole story of why he named his Sefer Or Zarua, and it's because of Rabbi Akiva. And that I wrote, people have written about this, that's why you start the Yom Kippur davening, Or Zarua Tzadik, Udir Sheilev, Simcha, because that's the Yortzeit of Rabbi Akiva. The Yom Hilula, Rabbi Akiva, and so there's a lot. That's Volk has Burak and others have a Chasam Sofer. All speak about that. The Yortzeit of Rabbi Akiva. So we start the davening, the Yom Kippur davening, with Or Zarua LaTzadik, with the Shreili of Simcha, to remind us of Rabbi Akiva, because he was one of the Sarah Haruge Malchus, and he was is brought down in the Medrash that he was killed on Yom Kippur. So now let's see the Shulchan Aruch. What does it say? What state the Shulchan Aruch?
Also makes this issa of like Bircha Batera Tchila amazingly strong issa.
Yes.
When I learned the Gemara, Shal Bircha Batera Batchila, how do you learn? What was the chet? What did they do? Shal Bircha Batera
Tchila. Yeah,
no. I would never imagine that such a dakus. They made one statement without Birchas HaTorah.
Yeah.
I imagine they went to Beis Medrash and Davin, they learned the whole day, and then they sat down to Davin at 12 o'clock and they forgot without, and they never said Birchas HaTorah.
Yeah.
But he's making it, even if they missed one Dvar Torah.
One Dvar Torah, they didn't, yeah. So look in page 13 now, in the Shulchan Aruch.
I think Yerushalmi has Akiva with Rabbi Akiva with a hay. I think Yerushalmi has it.
Yeah. Okay. So Right, so that's what they're working with. There was a Ruah, the Yerushalmi, and the Kiva with a Hay. Yeah. So look what it says. Look what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, yeah, page 13, Mem Zayin Zayin. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, Birkas Avas Olam, in other words, there's different nuschos, whether it's called Avarabba or Vas Olam. So he means Avarabba. Even though we're going to see, there's a whole discussion in the Rishonim whether. Whether at Myriv, that this works for Myriv too. Because there's a whole discussion when a boy turns bar mitzvah, this is the Kosh Glover's discussion. So when he made Birkas HaTorah that morning, right, he was a cotton, right? He was a cotton. So how is he going to, so he's a cotton. Now he turns bar mitzvah at night. So he needs a Birkas HaTorah. He's for the right. So one of the answers given is what? Is what he says, Avas Olam, at night, that's the Birkas HaTorah. So, but here he means Avas Olam of the morning, he means Avarabba, same thing. Birkas Avas Olam, but teres Birkas HaTorah, im lomad biyad b'li hefsek. So you see that, and says the Mogen Avraham Vav, v'as poteres limud shel kol hayom. And then this will exempt for the rest of the day. This is exempt for the rest of the day. So let me ask you another question. There's so much here. I mean, there's so much here. But now we saw the Bavli, we saw the Yishalmi, we saw maybe the discussion of Shut Akiva Yosef. But let me ask you a question. And what about the other brachos? Is this poter? We say lasok b'divrei Torah, v'harevna, and asher b'charban, which is a question whether it's two brachos or three brachos, depending upon v'harev or not v'harev. And how do you understand pshat in the Shulchan Aruch? So avos olam poteres birkas haTorah only asher b'charban or everything? And how do you understand that? You hear the question. In other words, is it Birkas HaTorah has a lot of parts to it. So and this Avarabba includes everything? Or what? How do you understand that? What does it mean that the Avarav is pointer? What is it pointer? Well, so Rabbi Levi says everything. What?
I mean, if somebody just takes a Shabbat Habano, what does that do?
Yeah, so what does that do? Taka, what does that do?
He forgot to make Birkas HaTorah, but they gave him an Aliyah. What is it? What's the status?
Right, he gave an Aliyah. Right, that's the question. It's brought to Shulchan Aruch. If he gave an Aliyah, then you don't have to say Asher B'charbanu again. You gotta, you came in, they're holding by Kriyas HaTorah. Somehow you just walked in there, you know? And they give you an Aliyah, not only. Not only. So the Pashup Shad is what Rabbi Lavi said. You Yotze with everything. The question is why? Why are you Yotze? There was Pashut's Avarabba is parallel. But Moshe Feinstein discussed this is parallel to Asher B'charbanu. Because Avarabba speaks about that Hashem chose us. It doesn't speak about Asher K'dashonim. There's no Lashon Asher K'dashonim Mesosov Tzivon in Avarabba. So Pashut's is it patters Asher B'charbanu. So Rav Meir Kesem is saying, so what's the din talk if you said Asher B'charbanu and you didn't say the other brachas? So maybe we'll see. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a whole truth on this. And maybe Taka Yoytze. Yoytze with Asher B'charbanu all the brachas, which is a funny type of halacha. Because if you say the other brachas before, that's what you're supposed to do, then you say two or three brachas. But if you said Hashem Baruch Abonu first, it could be now you can't say the other ones anymore. And we have to see if is there precedent in halacha for such a thing. We're going to get to that. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a whole tshuva showing that sometimes in halacha, if you say the brachas this way, you can say three, two. But if you say it the reverse way, now you're niftar. And then you don't have to say anything anymore. Just that way. Right, so that's so Rav Moshe has a tshuva saying it's not called the bracha shel tzricha because this is the way it was in this kan, and right. In other words, they say that in the which we call it the brachas hashachar is a discussion. If you say it one way, then you can say all three. But if you reverse the order, it could be that you were yotze ready. So you see the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Yerushalmi that Birchas Avas Olam Poteris in Lomad Miyad Beli Hefsek. Lomad Miyad Beli Hefsek. And it's Mashma, like Rabbi Alt was saying, but you have a built-in Kriyashma, but he's mashma that he's not counting that built-in Kriyashma, right? Because he's saying that you have to do something special, right? You have to loman miyad the lihefsek.
So this loman miyad, when does this happen?
So when does this loman miyad happen?
After your sanction, meaning like after tachman.
Yeah. So I would say yeah. So I think pashas is it's after tachman. Because you're not allowed to be mafsik. I gave one year, not too long ago, was it last? 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I gave Shiur Mechotas Tachanot. That was right after the Sea of Hashas. And when we pointed out that there was the Sea of Hashas in the City Field, and then there was another one in Brooklyn. And in City Field, they didn't say Tachanot. And then here they did. And I did a whole research of why, and it was for care because the Brooklyn one was one of the Hasidim, and there they said Tach, and in the city, the nice thing was the coldest day, one of the coldest days of my life. And I'll tell you the truth, I couldn't get outside there. But for Mincha, I was a little bit, but I never made it to my seat. And the reason I went is that I wanted my children to have a memory of this. It was beyond cold. It was beyond the, you know, we have some cold nights in the cage. You know, the cage is our minion there, our minion, outdoor minion by our building. But this was not like, this was like, you know, double the
Pashas after Tachna.
So yeah, Pashas, because before Tachna, you're not supposed to be mafsik. So maybe after Tachna, you have to take out a Mishnayis. Well, you can say the same things that the Rabbi Alter say we say in the morning. Eilu Dvarim Shein Lehem Shiur, I pay of Rabbi Kuri.
You should say, or whatever, and then say Shema. So no. Meaning after you say, you're end of Abba, right?
In other words, Rabbi Lavi is saying, would anyone say, that right after you say Abuch Eber Moishol Be'ava, you should take out a Mishnayis.
That's when you say
Eilu Dvarim,
that's Mishnayis to pay.
Right, but we don't do that. You say, could you take the Mishnah and pay and say it in the middle of Birkas Kriyat Shema? Right. I don't know, that much. I mean, it could be, what? Okay. Then we have to just discuss the question of hefsek by Tachanun. But that.
So that's not a halakha. Right. So Mishama after Tachanun, before
Ashrei and we're saying Ashrei doesn't count. Ashrei is not automatic either, because if Ashrei would be automatic, it would be. You know, all these things are ordered. It's much of the Shulchan Aruch's possible Yushalmi is assuming nothing's automatic. It's only if you go ahead and say special, according to the Bavli, the Pashas says it's automatic. It's automatic. You say, he said, Avarabba, and Kriya Shema wouldn't necessarily count. And maybe that's the discussion, because Kriya Shema is maybe not learning. And then maybe that's why you can be Mashav the Minig HaOlam, that we don't follow Rabbi Akiva Yosef, that we say, right? And this morning, yeah, Rabbi Harassin, Rabbi Tendler sat outside throughout the whole Siyah Mashiach. Yeah, there were a lot of older Rabbanim that sat outside Siyah Mashiach, but whatever. It's okay. That's a separate question. And that's the okay. So there's also a famous piece. I was going to say it in honor of Rabbi Alter. I was going to say it, page 15 from the Pachad Yitzchak. So I had this chus of Rabbi Alter's son was. I was an assistant rabbi when his son was in 10th grade, MTA. And one day this young man comes over to me and says he's taking a faher to get into Chaim Berlin. And he wants if I can help him prepare a Rebbe Chonon. And I said, sure, I'll help you prepare the Rebbe Chonon. I helped him. He got in. And if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Alter says 17 years later, he learned in, right, 17 years, was it? 17 years he learned in Chaim Berlin. So there's, Rabbi Putna has a piece on this Ava Rabba. So I put it in the packet at having you in mind, Rabbi Alter, that so you could discuss it with your son.
I'm duly honored.
What?
I'm duly honored, yeah.
Yes. So there's a piece in the Pachad Yitzchak where he discusses this this halacha. On page 16, Birkas Avaraba, what is it? Is it? Because he wants to know. If it's a Birkas HaTorah, it should be automatic. If it's not, what it becomes a Birkas HaTorah? So he has a piece. It's a stickle, you know, halacha, drush, whatever, but I always like saying it over, so we're going to be, that's coming attractions, that piece. And there's a lot here, and this is only one of our topics of the, you know, things that are the Bavli. I'll just give you a heads up. After Birkas HaTorah, it's going to take us some time a little bit, is going to be the question about not eating matzah on Erev Pesach. Because not eating matzah on Erev Pesach is only in the Yerushalmi. It's not in the Bavli. And there's a whole discussion. Another of my favorite Svarim is the Mishnah Socher. Who's the Mishnah Socher? As Rabbi Skaidel pointed out, and others, Sherman pointed out, I like to read Svarim from Hungarian rabbis. So the Mishnah Socher was... In the Zionist world, he's known for Sefer Eim HaBonim Smecha. That was a Sefer Rabbi Tachtel wrote on Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And in the Dati Lumi world, that Sefer is Baal, is, you know Moshe Lichtman, who weren't here, translated to English. His brother Hillel Lichtman, we went to Karbiavna together, and he teaches Hebrew in my son's Pesifta. He's my son's teacher. So he wrote the Sefer. But so in the Hasidish world, that Sefer is not such a Sefer they talk about it, but they talk about the Mishnah Socher. Somehow they, like Rabbi Arifeld pointed out, they're able to make that divide, that they didn't pass on the whole, you know, people who are not the Zionists who are, you know, like the Mishnah Socher. That's his halacha work. So he has a whole discussion about if somebody, you know, in all the shuls that you go to, Erev Pesach, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, they usually have an early Shabbos morning minyan, so you can go home and have the meal before it's his man chametz. So the Mishnah Socher has a tshuva. What if somebody oversleeps on that Shabbos, and it's already after the Zman Achiva? So is there any possibility to give him a heter to eat matzah on Erev Pesach? Or is that like, you know, so he has a whole tshuva about that. So we have to get to that. That's another question of a machlokas bavli Yerushalmi. Are there any coolers to mamash eat matzah on Erev Pesach or not?
The Bavli does have the concept of eating matzah l'teyavon at the Seder. I mean,
that's right. Right. So that's meaning that you shouldn't eat matzah. You shouldn't have, even if you're having matzah that's shalom l'shma, or matzah shira that you can't be out to the mitzvah with, so you still shouldn't eat it late in the day because you want to eat l'teyavon. But the question is there any heter stab to eat matzah? Say it's earlier in the day, right? Is there any heter with this discussion? So those are some of the coming attractions. But we still have a lot to do on this machlokas bavli and Yerushalmi. So, so tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we'll have the shir at 11 o'clock till like 11:30, 11:40. Then I'm going to give the chumash shir, etc. Okay, so it's good to see everybody, the people who are here, and the people who are on Zoom, and people who are in Eretz Yisrael, and the people who are in New York, or in Canada, or all these. Who's Glenn Muller? Glenn Muller? Is that from the West Side? Okay, we'll see. Okay, Yishkach, everybody. So, Bez Hashem. Jason Finkelstein from Florida. It's good to see you. From all, and if you know anyone else who wants to be Mishtate for the Shir, you're always welcome. Tonight I'll have my regular Shir in Rabbi Vorhin, the regular Wednesday night Bez Hashem. B'siyata d'shmaya, Bez Hashem. Okay, Yomo, it's a pleasure to see you.
Likewise.
Okay.
Shkoyach.
Thank you. Hey. Shkoyach.